Hello, welcome to this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm Leah Guffey, your host here on precision.agwired.com. Thanks so much for tuning in each and every week. Let's head back to the 2014 Farm Progress Show, which was just about a month ago we wrapped up in Boone, Iowa. One of the things I got to learn about while I was out there was ADM and Unilever and their commitment to making Hellmann's mayonnaise more sustainable. Let's check in with Stephanie Grant, Mary DeVinter, and even Iowa Ag Secretary Bill Northey.
I do our external affairs for Unilever, but I also project manage our sustainable soybean project, which is sustainably sourcing soy for our Hellmann's mayonnaise, which is all comes out of the ADM facility in Des Moines, Iowa. Unilever, as a company, has committed to sustainably sourcing all of our commodities by the year 2020. And in the U.S., soy is our number one commodity. So this is a really big project for us to kind of kick off our efforts here in the United States.
Tell me a little bit about how the project came about. I know that it came from the top down, right?
Absolutely. Our CEO, Paul Pullman, in 2010 decided that he really had a broad, ambitious goal for the company. So we are going to double the size of our business while at the same time cutting our environmental footprint in half by the year 2020. And he and his leadership has really developed all the goals, and it's really top down, like you said. Everything we do within the company, all that we work for is for these sustainability goals.
How important is it to have folks on board with you, such as Secretary Northey from the state of Iowa? We've also got ADM involved. You're telling a story from farm to table, basically.
Absolutely, and we really appreciate all the support Secretary Northey in particular has been giving us. He's sat at the table the first time we came into Iowa and said we want to do this, and provided his support and has been supportive all the way along. And we couldn't ask for a better partner than ADM in this project. Without them, we wouldn't have the farmers signed up and the farmers participating in this program. Consumers really want to know where their food comes from these days, and that's one of these goals. We want to be able to show how the farmers are sustainable and how they're good stewards of the land and the environment, and we can show that through our brands.
There seems to be, you know, some negativity out there about sustainability across the board, and it depends on who you talk to and what internet article you want to believe. How important is it, though, to tell the right story?
It's absolutely important. I'm an Iowa native, so for me, this is really a project that I take to heart, and I want to show how my friends and family members are doing, you know, being stewardships of the land and the environment.
Now, I know we're talking soybeans, we're talking Hellmann's mayonnaise. Is there future growth for this product or for this particular project or going on down the line?
Absolutely. As I said, we're going to sustainably source all of our commodities by the year 2020. So we're already starting to work with other suppliers and partners on moving into specifically our spreads, our margarines, so Country Crock, I can't believe it's not butter, Promise, sourcing sustainable soy for them also. And then we'll be looking at other commodities such as rice and corn.
Tell me a little bit about folks in the Unilever company as a whole. How many of them, well, not necessarily how many of them, but what do they think when you start telling the story even to them?
What I love is bringing our marketers out to Iowa. We did that last summer, actually, and brought people from California, people that had never been on a farm before. And I got to watch light bulbs go off over their heads as they better understood the process of how soy is planted, the growing season, and how it finally gets to ADM and becomes the oil that goes into our product. So for me, it's been fun, too, to watch this and help teach people the process of really agriculture.
That's Stephanie Grant with Unilever. We'll check in with Mary DeVinter now, and she talks about how the farmers come to them at ADM, as ADM supplies 100% of the soybeans that make Hellmann's mayonnaise. Mary is with ADM, and we had a great conference here talking about what's going on with sustainability and how ADM's involved. So tell me a little bit first about the program.
So the soy sustainability program that we have in conjunction with Unilever, it's all about documenting the farming practices that are being used in our supply shed. 100% of the soybean oil for Hellmann's mayonnaise comes out of our Des Moines facility. And Unilever is interested in looking at the long-term sustainability of their suppliers. So we partnered with them on that. It's also a great opportunity for the producers to get their story out there through a mainstream product like Hellmann's.
Now, with the product and the information you're gathering from your consumers, I know that people are probably a little bit excited to kind of take a look at everything. Tell me how that part of the process works.
Right. So the farmers contact me in Des Moines, and we set up a time to meet. We've partnered with a supply chain documentation tool called Field to Market Field Print Calculator, and that's what we're using to map the acreage and collect the farming practices data. That calculator will then take that data and look at everything from soil erosion to greenhouse gases and water quality. So those are some of the different metrics we're looking at. We're really focusing on the water quality piece right now because it's also a piece of a bigger story going on in Iowa right now with the nutrient reduction strategy.
Tell me what kind of feedback are you getting from the producers? Are they inclined to be a part of it? I know we talked a little bit prior to this interview about some of the Centurion farms and things being passed on.
Absolutely. We have had tremendous farmer communication and momentum with the program this year. It's our second year. We're definitely picking up the momentum. Producers are talking to their friends and neighbors about the program and how they should be interested in it. It's a great opportunity for the producers to get their story out. We know that producers have an eye on sustainability. They want to pass the farmland down, whether it's through the family or just to the next generation. And we know that they're focused on this. We're handing out, you know, Century Farm Awards every year at the state fair. And if they weren't focused on it, we wouldn't continue to have those farms involved in these programs.
The partnership with Unilever, I know you guys are the 100% supplier. How important is it to go not only from the producer via you guys, then on to the consumer and get that message told?
I think it's huge. I think the farm community as a whole has a fantastic story to tell. And we've been focused on sustainability, and we've been focused on it for a long time. And now it's entering the mainstream consumer side of things with a focus on where our food is coming from. So we've got a huge advantage right here with Unilever and Hellmann's on board to help tell that story to the consumer.
Is there a future project along these same lines through ADM, or are we just staying kind of in this one area right now?
This is a project we have on the ground just in Iowa. You know, Des Moines being the supply shed for Unilever. ADM is a field-to-market member, and there's 55 member companies right now and growing. So we're always looking at new projects, but this is the one we have on the ground right now.
Iowa Ag Secretary Bill Northey says this fits perfectly with the conservation programs that Iowa already has in place.
You know, there's lots of ways we need to tell our story about what good things producers do, and I think this helps not only tell our story, but helps advance that story. So this is an effort where farmers will use field-to-market system to be able to show what they're doing on their farms, be able to record that. They share that information with ADM. ADM then markets the soybean oil to Unilever. They make Hellmann's mayonnaise out of it. And then they're looking to be able to tell that story about what their farmers are that are participating in this program, what those farmers are doing on their farms. I think certainly we have things that we can do better, and we need to keep working at those. But in the meantime, we need to do a better job of telling the story of the things that we are doing, and I think this offers an opportunity for that. At the same time, looking for that continuous improvement about how can we do a better job, how can we have more tools to do a better job over time.
Well, and of course, it kind of works in with what's going on in your office and talking about, you know, conservation, sustainability, and really getting the story out, as you've already said. What kind of things do you guys have in place that are working well?
Yeah, you know, I think Iowa farmers, like farmers all over the country, have been working on soil conservation issues, always looking at being as efficient as we can with nutrients. But I think we've stepped it up here, at least compared to what we used to do, in really looking aggressively at reducing the amount of nitrogen and phosphorus that leaves our farms. And so a couple of our State Department agencies, along with Iowa State University, have developed a nutrient reduction strategy. We are showing farmers what they can do on their farms, encouraging heavy use of cover crops, but timing of nitrogen application, strip-till, no-till, nitrification inhibitors, wetlands, bioreactors, other kinds of tools that folks can do. We provide some cost share for farmers to participate in this. In fact, we'll pay half the cost for a farmer who has not had cover crops on their farm before to try cover crops the first year. They bring forward half that cost. In 5 days, we had $1.4 million signed up for, where the farmers brought their own $1.4 million into that program. 597 farmers were a part of this program to sign up to try mostly cover crops, but also strip-till, no-till, nitrification inhibitors. So a real effort to increase what we're doing. Learn more, increase what we're doing, but then over time be able to share that story. And I think that's where the effort with Unilever really offers an opportunity to be able to share that story over time, too.
I think it's pretty awesome, too, that you guys have been involved since the beginning. I know in our conversation with Stephanie, which if you listen to that interview, you'll hear it as well. This came from the top down, and from Unilever, top down. Also, having you involved makes it kind of top down, too. How important is it to be that involved?
Well, I think it is important. Obviously, we couldn't do it without all the farmers' work and a lot of local soil and water conservation district work, a lot of our farm organization work, and they've been doing it a long time, which given us the room to be able to do this. I think we're just tapping into something that was already there. I don't think changing any kind of ethic. We just encourage it, provide some more resources for folks to do. Earlier this week, we had an announcement by Iowa Corn, Pork, and Soybeans on their commitment to hiring full-time staffers to work on water quality issues with Iowa farmers. Those are the kinds of things that make this all work. It's certainly a lot bigger than what we do at Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship, but we can be part of a catalyst to work with everybody else in doing it. So we're very excited. I think as you look all across this Farm Progress Showgrounds as well, you see all kinds of new tools for farmers to manage their nitrogen better, to test, to see what's out there. Maybe to not put as much on up front, knowing that they can put some on later in the season and knowing that they can figure out how much is out there. So I think we're at the front edge of seeing some tools that also give the farmers the tools that they need to better manage nitrogen, and then we'll be able to tell that story as well.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. You can find us right here on precision.agwire.com. You can also check out the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Have a great week.